I can remember, Inspector, but it all happened so suddenly.
Did you recognize either of the men, madam?
No. No, I've never seen them before. I'm certain of that.
We have some photographs at the police station of known criminals working in this area. When you're feeling a little stronger, perhaps you might be able to identify the burglars.
They were no ordinary burglars, Inspector.
Well, what makes you say that?
There were so many other things they could have taken, but all they were interested in was my son's luggage. When I came to, I saw one of them going through his trunk. So I scrambled to my feet and tried to stop him, but shook me off.
You took a terrible risk, madam, tackling a villain like that.
I didn't stop to think. Everything in those cases belonged to my poor son. His clothes. They're all I have left of him now.
We also found a single sheet of paper on the floor. Do you recognize this handwriting?
Yes. It's my son's. But what is it?
We hoped it might be some help to us, a message of some sort, but I hardly think so. Looks like your son had been trying his hand at writing. Turned out novels in his spare time, perhaps?
No, not as far as I know, but may I see that again?
I can't make head nor tail of it, but it seems to be the last page of a book.
Man must live for something. If it is not for your embrace, my lady, then it shall surely be for your undoing and my complete revenge. The end. Oh, Douglas.
The Three Gables by Sir Arthur Conan Doyle. Dramatized for radio by Peter Ling. With Clive Medicine as Sherlock Holmes and Michael Williams as Dr. John Watson. And featuring Mary Wimbush as Mrs. Maberly and John Wells as Clarence Gable. The Three Gables.
Good morning.
Ah, Watson, at last.
What do you mean, at last?
I was expecting you yesterday. In fact, I was getting rather concerned for your welfare.
Mm-hmm.
I sent a message to your house, but you weren't there. Was something wrong, I hope?
Not in the least. I had an invitation to spend the weekend with some friends in Berkshire.
Oh, did you indeed?
Mm.
I was quite unable to account for your absence. There were no shocking fatalities reported in the press, no medical men stricken by unknown tropical diseases. In desperation, I turned to Langdale Pike.
The Lake District?
Now, my dear chap, Langdale Pike is the author of that fascinating daily column in The Globe entitled In Confidence. You must know it, surely.
Oh, that Langdale Pike? No, certainly not. It's a disgraceful collection of mudslinging and tittle-tattle. I never read it.
In that case, how do you know it's disgraceful?
Oh, I may have glanced at it once or twice in passing. That was more than enough. I sincerely hope you weren't expecting to find any reference to me in the gutter press.
Of course not. Merely a pleasantry.
Mm.
Nevertheless, I was becoming a little anxious. You suddenly disappear without a word of explanation.
I beg your pardon. The fact is, I was in two minds whether to accept the invitation, but at the last moment I decided it would be churlish to refuse. My host and I were at school together. This weekend, he and his wife were celebrating their silver wedding.
Oh, I'm sorry, Watson. Forgive me.
No. It was thoughtless of me to go without...
No, not in the least. No, though I admit, I was worried for your safety. Tell me, when you arrived, did that chap outside give you any trouble?
I didn't see anyone outside.
Well, you couldn't have missed him. A gigantic negro wearing a suit of yellow and tan checks. It was quite remarkable. He's been hanging about on the opposite pavement ever since breakfast.
Oh, there was no one in the street at all. Except Mrs. Hudson, on the way to the shops.
Really?
Mm.
Oh, he must have grown tired of waiting and taking himself off. Huh. Well, no matter. You're here, safe and sound. And I fancy we may have a curious case to investigate. This letter arrived by the morning post.
Mm.
Yeah, see for yourself.
Dated yesterday. And sent from the Three Gables, Harrow Weald.
Read it through. Tell me how it strikes you.
Dear Mr. Holmes, I have had a succession of strange incidents occur to me in connection with this house, and I should very much appreciate your advice. You would...